Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
You know, there was some a couple positives in it. I thought the cover teams played well. I thought they, you know, they were running and hitting. And, Deshaun on the one return, it wasn't a great ball to cover, and they got him on the ground, which is scary with him for sure. And then kickoff coverage, I thought they did some good things. But, it's a disappointing night for everybody, and you got to get it out of your system quickly because we're still in a great position to be playing in the postseason. So we got to get that out of our system quickly, both coaches and players. No, because he had a decent warm up. So again, timing sometimes plays into his games like that, and he just didn't hit the ball great at the start of the game, and then it continued as it went on. Now, he did have a couple punts towards the end that were better, but. Just got to keep working and get him better. That's all. He's had some good weeks of practice and just was unfortunate that showed up last night. No, I mean, that ball broke to the 40 that got stripped out. So, I mean, we're going to give our offense a short field right there if we can just secure the ball. And Devin's not the only one responsible for ball security. The way I look at it is, guys finishing blocks and guys making sure that their guy is not there to strip at the end. But anytime you get that close to the kicker, that's a successful return, but you gotta give the ball back to your offense, which we didn't do there.
Is that what happened on that? Did somebody get off a block?
I mean, the guy made a play. The guy made a nice play for Philly. You know, came off and we had him engaged in a block, and he came off and made a nice play. But like I say, anytime you get to the 40-yard line on a return, it's a pretty successful return. How big was it?
Yeah.
I'd say pretty big. Yeah, I mean, we were down, what was it? We were down 7-0 at that time. Now it puts you down 14-0. So I think it was a huge one. You know, I mean, they came to play last night, and, we helped them out at the start of the game for sure. Last night I didn't think that the emotion, I mean, I thought the emotion for our guys before the game was pretty good for the team's guys. I mean, they were their normal jovial selves, that's for sure. Costanzo, Weems, and those guys. I mean, I thought the emotion was good. I just don't think that once we got the fumble, it was like I said, there was a momentum changer for sure. But I, if you can't get up for this one and you have an issue getting up for this one, then you really don't belong playing in the league, in my opinion. I mean, this is what you work for. You know, we don't want to all be sitting watching the games in a week on the couch. You want to keep playing. So you can't get up for this one. You need to go on home, in my opinion. Hyde has the returner for them, 33. He had a big game against Pittsburgh last week. Slocum's got a really good punt block scheme. Obviously, that happened in the last game, so we're going to have to really worry about punt protection. Crosby, he's a good player also. So it's gonna be a big game, and we'll have to play our best. That's for sure. Yeah, that's exactly what you do. You have to. I mean, you're professionals. You're all paid to put that out of your mind and get on to the next one. I mean, the week before for Philly, I would say that they had the same type of issue. Dallas the same week before, they're dead in the water, and they come back and win a game yesterday. So, I mean, it happens all the time in the National Football League. Everybody gets paid. Everybody plays at different levels at certain times, and you have to overcome that stuff. And it's going to be a challenge for us to do that this week. Maybe do it differently since we lost both of them. No, not really. I think that's been Mark's strength is trying to get the guys ready the same level every single week, and having a stable atmosphere. I think when you start bouncing around and saying this game's bigger than the next, I don't think it's as positive. They're going to have juice. They're going to feel it anyway. They're going to know how important this game is. I mean, it's like I said, if they don't, then we don't need them here, that's for sure. Yeah, unfortunately, it, blew off the tee, and, you have to set it up a little bit differently. It was a shame that happened, but we still got out of it right there. We ended up trying to pop it down there. They made a nice play on it, but he got a 7-yard return or whatever it was. So it's the way it goes at that point.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.